ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We continue reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, entitled Prayers by the Demigods, Text 17. Sabrihat Parusandama Brajo Mani Jataravi Durasado Tidurdarsho Bhuttanan Sambhavuvahan Savirat Purasham Dhamma Vrajamano Jataravi Durasado Tidurdarsho Bhuttanan Sambhavuvahan Savirat Purasham Dhamma Vrajamano Jataravi Durasado Tidurdarsho Bhuttanan Sambhavuvadha. Please chant. Savrivat Purushandhamo Purushandhamam Mano Yataravi Sadori Dudarsho Uttanam Sambhavubhava. Mata, use please. Savivrat Purushandhamam Rajamano Jataravi Rasadho Vitamaso Bhutanan Sambhavubhaha Sariva Purushantamam Sabhavuvaham Savivrat Paurusham Dhamam Ajamano Jataravi Sadoritarasho So cinnamons Sa He, Vasudeva, Vivrat, carried, Paurusham, pertaining to the Supreme Person, Dhamma, the spiritual effulgence, Brajamana, illuminating, Jata, us, Ravi, the sunshine, Durasada, very difficult even to look at, difficult to understand by sensory perception, Atidurvarsha, approachable with great difficulty, Bhutanam, all living entities, Sambhubha. So he became ha positively. Translation and purpose by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. While carrying the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart, Vasudeva bore the Lord's transcendentally illuminating effulgence, and thus he became as bright as the sun. It was therefore very difficult to see or approach throughout sensory perception. Indeed, he was unapproachable and unperceivable even for such formidable men as Kamsa, and not only for Kamsa, but for all living entities. Kindly repeat. While carrying the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart, Vasudeva bore the Lord's transcendentally illuminating effulgence, and thus he became as bright as the sun. He was therefore very difficult to see or approach through sensory perception. Indeed, he was unapproachable and unperceivable even for such formidable men as Kamsa, and not only for Kamsa, but for all living entities. Purport. The word Dhamma is significant. Dhamma refers to the place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Verse 1, it is said, Dhamna svena sa nirasta kuhakam satyam parandimahi. For those who doesn't know Sanskrit, this is Dhamna is also another variation of the word Dhamma. And svena means the own self, and sada means always, and nirasta means free or absent. In kuhakam, illusion, satyamparam, the absolute truth, and dimahi, I meditate. This is the prayer from Lord Brahma with the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, which begins with Jamadi Asayata. So this is the last line. So we continue. In the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no influence on material energy. Dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam. Any place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present, by his name, form, qualities, or paraphernalia, immediately becomes a dhamma. For example, we speak of Vrindavan Dhamma, Dwarka Dhamma, and Mathura Dhamma, because in these places, the name, fame, qualities, and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are all always present. Similarly, if one is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do something, the core of his heart becomes a Dhamma. And thus he becomes too extraordinarily powerful, and not only his enemies, but also people in general are astonished to observe his activities. Because he is unapproachable, his enemies are simply struck with wonder. As explained here by the word Durhasado Tirdurdharsha, the word Paurusham Dhamma has been explained by various acharyas. Sri Varagava Acharya, Viraragava Acharya says that these words refer to the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vijayadvaja said that they signify Vishnu Tejas, which is basically the same. And Sukadeva says Bhagavat Sarupa. The Vaishnava Tojani says that these words indicate the influence of the Supreme Lord's effulgence. And Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that they signify the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vatale Simate Viravaho Prahuriti Namne Sri Sri Vrinnata Virapada Pankaya Dine Prabhupada Nau Namaste Rahe Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vatale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamne Namaste Saraswati Divi Gauri Bhani Prachanini Nirvisesa Sunya Vadi Paschete Desatari Panchakalpataru Yusya Kripa Sindhu Vasname Fivane Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Arvaita Graha Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you everyone for attending Srimad Bhagavatam class. Balshoi Spasiva. So, today we are very interesting points here in this verse, the Srimad Bhagavatam, in which the Lord entered into the mind of Vasudeva and then he manifests in his heart. While carrying the form of the Supreme Personality of God within the core of his heart. While reading this, I was thinking in two instances at least, even there have been many other cases in the Srimad Bhagavatam that was explained this same point. One is our thinking that in relation with Vidura and the Mother Ganges and Kim Bharigata. Kim, these names are very difficult. Kim Bhagirata. Kim's Bhagirata. So, what happens in the Mahabharata, this is described when before the battle of Kurukshetra, before the wars began, Dhritarashtra summoned for a meeting with Sant and Vidura. Vidura was acting as a minister. He was advising Dhritarashtra. But Duryodhana didn't like him very much because Vidura always sided in the Pandavas. Anyway, in this last meeting, Dhritarashtra asked him for advice. And Vidura said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Duryodhana is the offense personified. And very envious to Krishna. And Dhritarashtra should stop him. Otherwise, he said, will be the cause of misfortune to the whole family. So at this point, Duryodhana becomes very angry and offend. Vidura called him that he is a son of my servant. And he kicked him out from the palace. This is also described in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Vidura saw this as a chance to not fight in the battle of Kurukshetra, because if he did so, if he fought, he will do it on the side of Duryodhana, and he didn't want that. So he went for pilgrimage. During the pilgrimage, he went to many holy places, and also he met Uddhava, in which he asked many questions about the Supreme Lord and transcendental knowledge. And also Uddhava sent him to Maitreya to receive transcendental knowledge, who Maitreya, at the same time, he was instructed by the Supreme Lord. So after he came back to Hastinapura, I think it was after the war was over, if I'm not wrong. So Yudhisthira spoke the same principle here. He said to Vidura, Bhavad Bhita Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantastena Kadavrita. He said to Vidura that, my Lord, he said, your good self is barely places of the pilgrimage. It's a personified. Because you carry the Supreme Personality of God within your heart, you turn all these places in holy places. So this is the one of the wonderful qualifications of the pure devotee when he bear the Supreme Personality of God within his heart. The other instance in this is spoken when this king, Bhagiratha, he wanted to the Mother Ganges to come to the planet Earth. When Mother Ganges was pleased with his devotion and austerities, she came to him, but she agreed to come, but with two conditions. One thing was that because the Ganges was coming from the heavenly planets, I think, she will come with the full force and will pierce the earth and go down to the Patala Lokas. So she asked to the king if he could find somebody suitable to hold her force. And also, the other condition she made was that because many sinful men will bathe in her waters, they will leave all the sinful reactions there. So she didn't want to keep those sinful reactions. So the king answered that Lord Shiva, he will be able to control her force. And the pure devotees, he said, because they carry the Supreme Personality of God within his heart, the pure devotee can go and bait and relieve, counteract all these sinful reactions that they're living for the sinful people there in her waters. So she became agree and she came. There is some reason why this happened. But we see here that like a Vidura and Vasudeva, Srila Prabhupada, also as a pure devotee, he was carrying the Supreme Personality of God within his heart. And as he said in the purport, actually he was speaking about himself, that when he empowers somebody, his heart becomes a dhamma, and he can do extraordinary things. With the enemies, he said, even many people become astonished. What Srila Prabhupada did actually was really astonishing. No ordinary living being would be able to achieve such a tremendous, amazing task. So one time, one famous sannyasi from the Madhvacharya Sampradaya, he came to Vrindavan, and this time was the appearance days of Srila Prabhupada. So some senior Vaishnavas asked him to say something in glorification of Srila Prabhupada. And the sannyasi said that in his estimation, he said, Srila Prabhupada is greater than Lord Shiva. He said, because Lord Shiva, he said, was able to control the Ganges by which the Ganges could flow through India, and people bathe there and become purified. But Srila Prabhupada, he said, was able to bring the ocean of Krishna Prema, and he inundated the whole world. So therefore, he said, Prabhupada is greater than Lord Shiva. So this was his estimation. And that's very wonderful, his concept of how Prabhupada is so great. And Prabhupada also explained that dhamma, the word dhamma actually, according to the dictionary, refers only a home or a place or a house, a residence. But become holy because when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears there, or His pure devotee also appears in that place, Thus will become holy dham. And when the Lord enters into the hearts, also the heart become dhamma, as the Prabhupada explained, as we already pointed out. But one thing is, what is the question of the Lord enters to the hearts? Because the Lord is already in the hearts as a Paramatma. So one may wonder, how is the Lord enter into the hearts? As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 15:50, Sarvasya Chahan Hidrisham Navisto Mata Smritir Gyana Ponancha. And also in the 1861, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridaye Sarjuna Tisthati. The Lord is already there. But as we understand from the previous verse, maybe you don't remember the previous verse, I will read it for you. It is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Super Soul of all living entities and vanquishes all the fear of his devotees, enter the mind of Vasudeva in full opulence. So this is a very important point which clarify this statement. That the Lord, in the word for word, Prabhupada state that the Lord is in his original form, in his full form, is Sad Aishwarya, Sai Aishwarya Purna. If you know what this means, this sad means six. Aishwarya means the opulence, and Purna means incomplete. So who is this? It's only Krishna, as in his form of Bhagavan. So because the Paramatma is only his partial representation, is not his sad Aishwarya Purna. Srila Prabhupada explained this in the Sirs Upanishad. As in many places, also in the Bhagavatam, in this verse, is I think it's 1.1.12, Vadanti tattvata vidas, he said, tattvam jat jnanan advajan brahmeti paramadmeti bhagavan iti sajvate. That is, these Vedantis, these tattvavid, those who can see the truth, the tattvavid, they realize the Supreme Lord in three phases as Paramatma, Brahman, and Bhagavan. And then in the purport, Prabhupada explained there are three classes of transcendentalists. Those who study the Upanishads realize the Supreme Lord as Brahman. Excuse me. And the yogis realizes as Paramatma, and the devotees as Bhagavan, the Sad Aishwarya Purna, incomplete. So in the Sri Upanishad also, he explained this in his 15th verse. Hiramayena patrena satyasya pihitam mukam, he said. Tattvam pushyang apavrinu satya dharmaya drishtaye. It is said that this is a prayer from the pure devotee, and which is praying to the Lord that his Harimayena Patrena, this dazzling effulgence, is covering his face. Tascha pihitam mukam. And then he's praying that, please, upavrinyu, please kindly remove it, so he can manifest to his pure devotee, satya dharmaya drishtaye, he can exhibit himself to his pure devotee. So in the purport, Prabhupada pointed out that the devotees can realize the Supreme Form in his Sad Aishwarya Purna. Also this is confirmed in the Vishnu Purana, that this Sad Aishwarya is actually the six opulence of the Lord. Aishwarasya samagrasya yasasya Aishwarasya samagrasya vairasya yasasya sriya jnana vairavashchaiva sanna itingana bhaga itingana. that these six opulences described there, Aishwarasya, that means the all riches. Samagrasya is also saying as Purna, that means full or complete. And the Vairasya means the power, it's a full power. Vairasya means the fame. And Sriya means he possesses the all beauty. In Jnana, all knowledge, in Vairagya, all renunciation. So Bhagavan is realized by the devotee, as explained Prabhupada in the Sri Upanishad, is the root. And Brahman and Paramatma is just branches. But in conclusion, it is the same substance, but it's realized in different phases according to the individual. So Dhamma, Prabhupada explained the purport. Dhamma is become holy, either when the devotee resides there. So in the Padma Purama, we find this verse of when Lord Narayana is speaking to Narada Muni. Naham tistami vaikunte yoginam hridayeshu iva. Tatra tistami Narada said, yatra jaganti madbhakta. He said that, I am not in Vaikuntha, he said, Nahantastami. But the Lord is not in Vaikuntha, he is there. Hridayeshuva, in the Yoginam Hridayeshuva. He said, I know in the heart of the yogis, but he is in the heart of the yogis. But what the point he's making to Narada Muni is that Yatra means the place, and what is this? Jagan? Gayanti. Gayanti means to sing. Anyone who chants, he said, Mad Bhakta. When the Bhaktas, he said, when his pure devotees chant his name, he stayed there, he said. He goes there. So any place that the holy name is chanted, he becomes a Dhamma. So therefore, the heart of the devotee becomes Dhamma because the Lord entering his Sad Aishwara Purna in his heart. So every home, the holy name is chanted. The Lord is present there. So it becomes Dhamma. And Russian is Dom, right? Moi Dom. Dhamma, house. Dom. Moi Dom. So this is the holy, Sveto Dom, become holy, holy house, holy home. And there is one nice story. This was Shiva Ramaswamy. He offered a letter to Srila Prabhupada in his Vyasa Puya. And the letter was sent to him by a 14-year-old girl. Her name was Dora. And Dora asked Shiva Ramaswamy some question. That was in Hungary. The first question was, what happened to my grandmother, she said. And the other one, she said, who is Srila Prabhupada? What happened is the Dora, he went sometime in a festival and he enjoyed the kirtan there. And then he was not interested in reading or anything, but somehow or other, just because she felt so happy, she bought a book, The Science of Self-Realization. So she took the book home. But what happened, her grandmother, she was a staunch Catholic, and her mother also, all her families. And she put the book somewhere, maybe in her room, but she forgot about it. So one day after she came back from school, the book appeared, and her mother had it in her hands. So as soon as she saw Dora, she began to chastise her. And she said, how you dare to bring this trash here, he said. How can you dare to bring this? So she started to chastise her very severely. So her grandmother was in the kitchen. So when he overheard this, she also came. because her mother wanted to throw to the garbage the book. So her grandmother took the book, and she also began to chastise Dora. Anyway, everything happened, but her grandmother kept the book, and he took it with her upstairs where she was staying. And she began to read it. So after a few weeks, when Dora was coming from the school again, she overheard that her grandmother and her mother were sitting in the dining table and were speaking about the book. Her grandmother was saying, "Look what Prabhupada said here." He said, that Christians don't follow anymore the Bible. They don't follow Jesus Christ anymore. He said, "That's true." He said, "That's true." And also he said, Prabhupada said that we should chant the holy name because this is the religion of this age. And everything Prabhupada said is perfect, he said. So, before this, her grandmother always carrying the Bible, and she always quoting verse from the Bible, and she always said, "The good Lord, Jesus Christ said," and then she quoted the verse. So what happened is that one time she went to Namahata, and she started to chant rounds. Her grandmother started to chant rounds. And at some point, she invited the devotees, and they set up altar in her room upstairs. They put pictures of Prabhupada and Krishna and everything. So this old lady, she was about 60 years old, she was fearless. Dora says she was fearless, and she began to terrorize everyone. Transcendental terrorize everyone. So she called all the family. She had two more sons, and the two sons were married, and each one has three kids, I think. So she called everyone, and she forced everyone to chant at least one rung every day. And then she forced everybody to become vegetarians and offered the food to one pitcher of Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya. So from her pensions, he was buying also all the books, Prabhupada's books. And now, she was carrying the Bhagavad Gita with her. And instead said, "The good Lord Jesus Christ said," she said, "The good Lord Prabhupada said." And she quoted one verse from the Bhagavad Gita. So she also started to distribute books to the vendors, because everybody was afraid to her. Everybody bought the books from her. So she also, in the marathon, December marathon, Srila Prabhupada's book, she took the whole family, and there were 16 of them in the family. She took everyone to distribute books. Everyone. So Dora was asking to Shivasan Rami, see what happened to her grandmother, because she said sometimes she chant rounds before the picture of Prabhupada, and she started to cry, she said. And also talk to the picture, he said. And she was wondering, "Who is this Prabhupada? She must be a great man," he said. "Because how is possible that my grandmother changed?" he said. And then Dora said, "I want to change also, and I want to serve. I want to serve you," he said, to Shivasan Rami, "and serve Srila Prabhupada to spread Krishna's consciousness movement." So she said one time, her grandmother went to a lecture from Shivasan Rami, and she's telling to Shivasan Rami, "You must remember my grandmother. She was sitting next to you," he said. "And after you left," he said, "before you leave," she said, she took your hand," she said to Shivasan Rami, "and she kissed it." So this is the power of potency of the Prabhupada's book and the pure devotee who in his heart the Supreme Lord enters and stays there and manifests. So to some degree, devotees who are aspiring and serving the Supreme Lord and chant the holy names, also the hearts become Dhamma. And to some degree also, they are empowered by the Supreme Lord according to the capacity and according to the surrender of the individual. So this is the astonishing activities this wouldn't accomplish for Srila Prabhupada to come here and create all these dhammas within us and externally also in every home with the holy name is chanted. So Srila Prabhupada ki. So thank you so much. And there is some comments or any questions. Okay. Спасибо большое. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.